So we're holding by the first date. You've spoken to her, and now you're going to go out. So first thing that's important is set up a time and a place. If you're going to date the girl, then it's nice that you set up a time that's close to the time of your first conversation, within 2 days, 4 days. Sometime within that week, she's expecting to go out with you. You don't want to say, yeah, we'll go out and I'll call you in a week, because she might have other offers and she's pushing them off for something for an unknown. Once you're both bound to one another, it's pretty much understood you're not going out with someone else, even though there are people who work differently. But that's why it is kedai to set up a place and a time. I recommend taking one another's cell phones in case your times change, like if something happens and you can't make it. Now, show up, I'm with you. So set up a time and a place and show up on time. I mean, and when you're dating for the sake of marriage, it's not like a date with a bar where, you know what, I'll show up, you'll show up, I'll meet you there eventually. You set up a time. I said, at a bar. If you're just meeting a girl at a bar, so, yeah, whenever you show up, she's there, she might be with another guy. When you're dating a girl, that's not what's happening. She's coming al dat, she's coming with the understanding, you know, I might marry this guy, let's see if it works. It's obvious that she's expecting you to be shomer negiah, that means not touching, and also shomer yichud. That means that you can't go to a place where it'll be just you and her. You have to choose a place when you're choosing a place to date where there'll be other people around. Now, when you choose a place, I always recommend a place which isn't too expensive, a place where you could get a drink and you have a bathroom and you could walk around, not just sit down. Because when you just sit down, very often the conversation doesn't move. Now, don't be scared if the conversation doesn't move. Sometimes there's pressure, especially because this isn't just for the heck of it. So there's that pressure of getting to know one another, and especially, so you set up a place and show up on time, and show up respectively, which means brush your teeth, brush your hair, take a shower, come dress nicely. You don't have to wear a suit and tie, assuming you're within the Dati Lumi world, but she's expecting to meet you dressed nicely, and she's going to be dressed nicely. I think it's I think it's nice that a date should be at least 2 hours. Some people say not longer than 2 hours. I don't buy it. I mean, if it's going well, so you continue. You talk. If you're in a place where there are other people, what's the problem? So the date ends at 11, 11:30, 12. Whenever the date ends, you have to accompany her at the end of the date. Now, what do you discuss the first date? So the discussion is basically who you are, who she is, and where you both come from, which I don't think you have to go into too many details. But you should give her a basic picture of what family you grew up in and where your history is. I think that after that, I wouldn't go into politics, but you let the conversation just flow. Meaning the idea is you want to get to know one another. Now, what are we checking out? We're checking out that we have to say there, but it's a little bit more serious than dating in a non-religious environment, because here it's not like we're going to become boyfriend-girlfriend for a year. It's like we're going to date until it becomes clear either that we will get married or we won't get married. Now that could take 30, 40 dates, but it's not a game where I'm checking her out to see if she's going to be a good girlfriend. It's a different world. We're dating because we both want to see if we're compatible for marriage. Let's go back a second to the date itself. On the date, it's pretty much gentlemanly. I mean, it's pretty much expected that you buy the drink for her. And you don't have to go out to a restaurant to eat. The understanding is that she's eating supper and you're eating supper and you're going for a cup of tea. You're basically paying to have a place to sit and eat. Sometimes you don't even buy anything. Some girls will give you a hard time. I don't think that a girl is expecting to drink alcoholic beverages on a date. I don't think so. I mean, I can't know the norms because there's a range in the Dati Lumi world too. Meaning there are girls who expect you to pick them up by car. It depends a little bit on where within the Dati Lumi world you fall. I think that generally if we're talking about a frum girl who's like coming out with the understanding we're going to have lead a life of Torah and things like that, she would be a little shocked if the guy ordered a beer. I think so. Meaning, I think the expectation is you're ordering a cup of tea, a cup of water. I mean, if you bring along, like if I go to Angel's, maybe I'd order a cup of coffee and a few cookies, and we'd eat together. But it's a different world because the experience has nothing to do with alcohol. The experience is we're getting to know one another, which could be the most enriching experience in the world. And then it could become fun, which is where we want to get to. It won't necessarily get there the first date, but it could get there the first date or the second date or the third date. We're getting to know one another. Now, you don't have to be nervous if there's silence. One of the mistakes that people make is they can't stand if there's silence, and then they say something stupid, and then that doesn't really break the silence for any long time. If there's silence, so you're quiet, but that's where it's much more comfortable if you're walking, because you don't feel so bad that there's quiet. To be quiet is acceptable. We're looking to talk on the date, but I'm just saying, don't be pressured that you have to start the conversation, or that if it's quiet, it's quiet. But the expectation is that we will talk during this date. That is the goal. Beseder. To be quiet is acceptable. We're looking to talk on the date, but I'm just saying, don't be pressured that you have to start the conversation, or that if it's quiet, it's quiet. But the expectation is that we will talk during this date. That is the goal. Beseder. There's when you're dating, so it's recommended the first date, two, three, not to enter politics. But if it comes up, it comes up. It's not taboo. It's just that you don't want to end up having a heated argument on the first or second date over something that's not necessarily going to define whether you two could match to be a couple. You could discuss. I always like discussing stories about other people without saying who it is. So there's no problem with Lashon Hara, but it gives you perspective on who she is and where she's holding. It's always good to ask girls about the Shehut Lumi they did, if they did, because girls like talking about that. Ma? The person who set you up, it's also sometimes you could say what a nice person, and how do you know him, and how do you know them? I'm a big believer that if you're going to the place where the girl lives, then you could ask about a place or two, if you know of a nice coffee shop or something like that, but it's not your achayut, it's not your responsibility. I always set the girls. In my home territory, I'll show you what the nice places are, but if I'm coming out to Tel Aviv, tell me, I don't know about places in your territory, in your neighborhood. If you're going to suggest a place, so just check that there's a decent extra. I don't know. Technically, mibchina ilchatit, it's probably okay to just order coffee in a place that doesn't have a hechsher. And it's something which you might want to tell her that you have no problem doing, but I'm not sure that you want to set up your date there. You first want to know where she's holding it, unless you're telling me that you're not going to marry someone who wouldn't do that. But I think that that's not something you should break a shidduch over. You could be. That's not a gap that's such a big gap necessarily. If you would order coffee in a place without a hechsher and she wouldn't. I'm saying, if